Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the bills include banning possession of bump stocks, the ammunition booster used in the Las Vegas shootings, and allowing a judge to limit a person's access to guns if they are deemed likely to harm themselves or others, known as the Extreme Risk Protection Order.
The bills Mike Conference will be advancing today on the floor are not radical, they're not extreme, they're common sense ways to reduce gun violence.
The other measures include allowing New York State scientists to conduct research on the effects of guns and gun violence. It is banned on the federal level, and expanding the 3-day waiting period for buying a gun to 10 days. On the Senate floor, Democratic Senator Brad Hoylman, who sponsors the bump stock ban, says the state can't wait for federal action.
Congress says they'll close the bump stock loophole, but it's been 4 months, and they've been gutless in the face of the National Rifle Association. It's up to us in New York. We should spit in the face of the NRA today and ban bump stocks once and for all through this amendment.
No Republican senator spoke on the floor, and a vote was called.
A show of hands has been requested. All those in favor of overruling the chair, please signify or please raise your hand.
29 Democrats and members of the Independent Democratic Conference stood up and raised their hands. 30 GOP senators sat silently, and the amendment was rejected.
Announce the results.
Ayes 29.
The ruling of the chair stands.
Two senators were absent. Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan did not speak publicly, but he did issue a statement saying the GOP is hard at work on a comprehensive school safety plan. He says it will include strengthening school security and could be ready by as early as March 5th. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco confirmed the discussions.
There's an appetite. In fact, we're going over various bills that are out there to try to provide safety in the schools. As far as gun control, you know, it depends what you're talking about. If you want to make it, if you want to try to eliminate people who have documented and provable mental illnesses that shouldn't have guns, well, obviously, that should be something we should look at very seriously.
But he says there needs to be a balance to ensure that everyone has a right to due process. New York already has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation, known as the SAFE Act. It was passed after the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting 5 years ago. It limits the purchase of assault weapons and related ammunition, among other measures. Governor Cuomo has been on national media recently touting the successes of the SAFE Act, which he championed. He's also agreed to pool data on gun purchases with other neighboring states to help in background checks. In a conference call, Cuomo did not wholeheartedly endorse the bills by the Senate Democrats.
If we can make additional protections for our state law, yes. But is that the ultimate answer? No. Because we have borders, and that's why you need federal action or a coalition of states, second best to federal action.
Senator Stewart-Cousins says she believes the governor is equally interested in protecting the lives of New Yorkers, but she says the measures introduced on the Senate floor are really about the legislature taking action in its first days back after the Parkland, Florida school shooting.
To continue to do nothing, day after day, week after week, year after year, in the face of things that we really all know are terrible tragedies that we can do something about, I think is just, it's really unacceptable.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.